Title of work, Mud and Mulga, Roman numeral 5, Mud and Mulga, Roman numeral 6, Mud and Mulga, Roman numeral 7. This series of ceramic works, Mud and Mulga 5, 6 and 7, were made in 2021 by Claire Freer. Hand-built and pit-fired, these pots measure between 41 and 46 centimetres high and are between 30 and 35 centimetres round. The clay and acacia annura, known as mulga wattle, were collected with permission from the local people of the Ngunnawal lands around Irrindju, a community on the tri-state border of the Northern Territory, South Australia and Western Australia. Mulga wattle, or true mulga, is a shrub or small tree native to the arid lands and is the dominant tree species around much of inland Australia. These pieces are organic hand-built shapes which have been constructed from coils of clay laid one on top of another, allowing the shape to expand or contract at the maker's whim. The works have been bisque-fired before firing again in a ground kiln, a pit dug into the earth and patched with the local wanneri or mulga hardwood. During the pit firing process, the iron-rich clay turns from black to red. The black markings on the surface of the finished works are random, resulting from the placement of the pots, the heat of the fire, and the trapped carbon from the burnt wanneri. Mud and Mulga 5 grows from a base of 9 centimetres into a large full vessel measuring 46 centimetres high by 35 centimetres across, with a wide mouth that curves in gently at the top and an uneven upper edge that dips at the sides. It has the broadest mouth of the three pots. The coils are flattened, creating a texture of narrow, uneven ridges which give the feeling of a horizontal cracking or layering around the pot, as if the surface of the pot had been formed by a layering of sediment over time. Swirling patches of grey and black add depth and movement, contrasting with the terracotta colour of the fired pot. Mud and Mulga 6 also ascends from a narrow base into a larger vessel. This pot bulges in the middle like a well-shaped belly. It is 35 centimetres in diameter and then gradually decreases in size again, so the mouth of the pot is 20 centimetres wide. The vessel stands 43 centimetres high. A black shadow on its side alludes to prehistoric cave painting, rendering the part image of a black horse and rider entering a swathe of grey smoky mist. The ridges of the hand-coiled pot have again been flattened with a paddle to produce the partial ridge or cracked appearance that wobbles like a dark pencil line or uneven scribble, tracing the rising edges of the pot. The interiors of the vessels are smooth. Mud and Mulga 7 is similar, but around 5 centimetres smaller in all dimensions, standing 41 centimetres high by 30 centimetres round. It employs the same techniques, although building up and out from a smaller base. Nearly symmetrical in shape, smoky grey markings rise from the base of the pot to halfway up on one side. A few smaller dark blotches appear randomly around the upper edge, and dark, wispy, cloud-like shapes mark the other side of the pot. At the upper edge, one side dips, giving the sense of a distant horizon. Reminiscent of giant oversized gum nuts, these pots with bulging bellies and wide open mouths were built by Freer over a couple of months using a slow and meditative clay coil process. Freer described it as allowing herself to be led by the form in an intuitive, creative process that was both experimental and explorative while enjoying the tactile relationship between hands and mud. This is the end of the audio description.